I know you're coming in with really some pretty good news.
I do have good news. BTU won a very prestigious award recently, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, tell me about this then.
Well, it's called the Reliable Public Power Provider Award, RP3, and it's given out by the American Public Power Association, which is APPA, which is an organization countrywide that represents all the municipal utilities in the country. And there's about 2,000 of them. And this year, about 94 of those 2,000 utilities won this award, and 29 of those 94 won the highest level diamond award, and BTU was one of those.
Well, yeah, congratulations.
Well, thank
then.
You very much.
So what's it take to get there?
Well, they judge us on four things. One is reliability, and one is safety, and then workforce development and system improvement. So we go through a pretty rigorous series of questionnaires that we have to answer, and they judge that, and we scored almost a perfect score, and you know, I have to give all credit to our employees. That's really what the bottom line to this is that everything that they do contributes to us being able to gather the information and get this award.
How many systems in Texas, approximately?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say probably 50 to 70, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Right. Anybody else in Texas win?
This time, the city of Brownsville won. Mm-hmm. They, if I understand correctly, they won the platinum level award. That's gold, platinum, and diamond.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other system in Texas that currently holds the diamond level, and that's the city of Austin.
Okay.
I think very, very prestigious. We're very proud.
You know, and again, I'm a little bit geeky on utilities and stuff. I kind of like that. But, you know, what we see is obviously that you have crews come in and they cut down branches so that's not something that knocks out service. But what other kind of ongoing maintenance has to happen within the system that people might not notice to keep your reliability up?
Well, sure. Reliability, I mean, there's so many facets of it. Of course, there's mowing all the right-of-ways constantly, trimming the trees. But, you know, reliability isn't just those physical things. It's really computer security and making sure that in all of our substations, all of our communications back and forth between our main office and our substation so that we know what's going on out there. You know, all of those things factor into reliability. So, you know, there's just a lot of things that we have to do to maintain, the level of reliability that we want to provide to our customers.
And we can have fun with this and all that, but it really gets pretty serious pretty quickly if you talk about someone who truly wants to hack into your system and cause a disruption of service.
Absolutely. We had one of our probably most difficult and time-consuming efforts is cybersecurity and the level of effort that we put in every day to maintain protections against that type of thing is, you know, it's a big expense for us, but it's a necessary expense. It's something we have to do.
Sure. Gary Miller joining us. He's the general manager of BTU. Obviously, I don't know the exact phrase, but whatever the cap rate, the highest cap rate is continuing to go up. It's
right.
going to go up again.
Right.
Now, since BTU is a provider and you do have excess power that you sell off into the marketplace when you can, when do you start looking at a feasibility of expanding so that you have more generation? Because obviously Brian's growing,
right.
but still, if you can sell it out on the market, that's an opportunity to put a little money in your bottom line.
Absolutely. So we look at that all the time. We are in the process, actually, of doing a resource planning study that is looking at exactly that, whether or not we need to expand our generation fleet or purchase from the market or build more renewables. So we're looking at all of those things right now, and we don't have the answer yet, but we are in that process right now.
You know, you mentioned renewables, and I don't know when does that start paying for itself in a way that works? Because I know College Station tried the wind watts thing, and it really doesn't work out as far as those numbers are concerned. But what other renewables are out there, and what other opportunities are there?
Well, there's really wind and solar that are close to being at market price now, and you really can buy or purchase some wind and some solar at a price that's reasonable to the market. So it's both the price of both of those have come down significantly. The addition of lots of transmission capacity in the state to get really mostly wind power out of West Texas into the load centers has helped that situation. So renewables really are getting very close to being affordable.
Okay. All right. Well, I could go on, but, you know, we probably better not. Congratulations. Anything else you got for us today?
No, that's all. Okay. I just wanted to brag a little bit.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's for sure. Thanks for coming in this morning,
Thanks,
Gary.
Scott.
You bet. Visit the folks from Brian on Thursdays.